About a decade ago, I was perusing the aisles of an old bookstore. I finished looking at a certain section and decided to make my way to another aisle. As I walked, I could hear the creaky floorboards under my feet. Then suddenly, something from my right flew out in front of me and landed on the ground, causing me to jump back. Naturally, I looked down at where this thing had landed. When my eyes focused on the floor, I saw the words, "Vision and Acceptance." This thing was a book, which had somehow gotten itself off the bookshelf, landed face up and open to a page of importance. What's more, the page opposite was folded over, but not by someone. It had been folded during the manufacturing process because the page wasn't cut to the right size when you go to unfold it. Now, I can see the rational explanation as to how this book found its way into my hands. The floorboards flexed just enough to make the bookshelf move, just enough to allow the book, which must have been sitting just enough on the edge, to fall on the floor. The spine of the book must have been just heavy enough to allow it to land in a manner where it opened, and the folded page was positioned just perfectly enough to allow the book to open where it did. But if any of you know me at all, despite this rational coincidence, I believe this book was meant for me. It all happens for a reason. So, clearly, I scooped it up and took it to the register to purchase it without a second thought. So, what was this incredible jumping book? It was Dan Millman's The Life You Were Born to Live, A Guide to Finding Your Life Purpose. Now, I don't have any formal training with birth numbers or their meanings, but I always found this topic fascinating. Dan Millman's book has been so insightful for me since it made its ceremonious way into my life that I decided to start sharing some of its wisdom with my students. Now, I am sure there are different ways and techniques to figure out one's birth number, so please don't take this as the only way to work out your birth number or your life's purpose. I'm just sharing what I learned from Dan Millman's book. So, what's your birth number? All you need to do to work it out is add up all the digits of your birthday. Then once you have that first number, you add up those digits to create your second. So your birth number will have a primary and a secondary number to it. For example, if your birthday is the 22nd of October, 1994, you would add up the numbers 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 0 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 4. All of that equals 28, so that would be your first number. Then you add up the 2 and the 8 together, making 10, so your second number is 10. So your birth number would be 2810. Another example would be if your birthday was the 5th of February, 2005. You would add up 0 plus 5 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 and 0 plus 5, which would equal 14 as your first number. Then you add up the 1 and the 4 of the 14 to make 5. That's your second number. So your first number is 14, the second number is 5, making your birth number 14-5. Now I'm a 34-7, and just in the introductory section of my number in Dan Millman's book, it said, "I'm here to harmonize apparent opposites and to blend practicality and mysticism, the outer and inner experience, the flesh and the spirit, worldly business with spiritual pursuits." It then goes on to say that those with my birth number sometimes accomplish this through a spiritual business by either selling books or teaching seminars around the topic of spirituality or personal growth. And as you can guess, that little snapshot into who I am is pretty accurate, and so is the rest of the chapter. Now, as I mentioned, I'm not an expert in this field, so I'm just going to share with you the core meanings of each number. But if you'd like to dive deeper into Dan Millman's book, I highly recommend you grab a copy. I will leave a link to his book in the description of this video. But for now, here are the basic meanings of the numbers. The number one stands for creativity and confidence. Now, if you have an 11, that's double creativity and confidence. The number 2 is cooperation and balance, and the number 12 is creative cooperation. The number 3 is expression and sensitivity. The number 4, stability and process. the number 5, freedom and discipline, 6, vision and acceptance, 7, trust and openness, 8, abundance and power, 9, integrity and wisdom. So when referencing my birth number, for example, 34-7, to my life purpose, I look at the numbers 3, 4, and 7, and that would be expression and sensitivity, stability and process, and trust and openness. The first number will be my most dominant number, which is 3, then followed by the 4, and then the 7. But I want to just say, with all of this fun talking about numbers, that no matter what combination of numbers your birthday creates, or whether you even know about it or even believe in numerology, I know you're here for a good reason. So whether you're here to be someone's support village or you're here because you need a village of support, your time is now, and now is the only time. So please remember to embrace and enjoy it. I hope today's blog was fun and insightful for you. Big love as always, sweet souls.